The next patient is Linda Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. First name Linda, L-I-N-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white female patient of Dr. Mina, M-I-N-A, last name Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T, that is referred to this office because of progressive deterioration of the kidney function. This patient had a serum creatinine of 0.83 with an estimated GFR of 73 on February the 18th of 2022. In December of the same year, the estimated GFR is 34 and the serum creatinine is 1.5. In reviewing the chart, we have also evidence of a severe peripheral vascular disease. The patient has had interventions in the lower extremities, and a stenting has been placed. I don't have the details of these interventions. She had a cardiac catheterization as well that was done in January of 21. Medical therapy was recommended. However, this patient had lesions in some coronary arteries that were not stenting at that time because there were not critical lesions. However, it led her to a replacement of the aortic valve that was done in January of 2021. She has a bioprosthetic valve. She has pulmonary hypertension. And most importantly, in the CTAs that were done in March of 2020 and in February of 22, there is evidence of renal artery stenosis. The severity of the disease was not disclosed in the reports, comma. We had the opportunity to review the blood pressure medication, and she is taking four medications for blood pressure that include hydralazine, labetalol, lisinopril, and nifedipine, along with the administration of hydrochlorothiazide, by definition, is resistant hypertension. The blood pressure today is 104 over 47. Whether or not the patient has critical lesions in the renal arteries is unknown. A dedicated arteriogram has to be entertained. period. In talking with the caregiver, the blood pressure in this patient has been bouncing up and down for a long time. Sometimes she doesn't have to take the medication, sometimes she has to give all the medications in order to be able to control the blood pressure, period. Whether or not this has the same impact in the kidney function is unknown. We are going to reevaluate the case. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis, a protein creatinine ratio in the urine. And before we commit to an intervention, we are going to do the basic laboratory workup. Number two, the patient is taking pantoprazole. And magnesium oxide. I am going to take the liberty of stopping this medication because of the side effects that not only compromise the kidneys, but the gastrointestinal tract as well as the bones. Period. Famotidine is given in place of. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that seems to be under control. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease because she has been a smoker and continues to be ever since she was 21 years old. Following number, she has established pulmonary hypertension. She has to quit the nicotine abuse. Following number, the patient has the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease that is treated by a neurologist in town. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams. Following number, anemia. This anemia has to be investigated. We are going to do the basic laboratory workup, and we will follow. I want to thank Dr. Bad for the kind referral, and we keep her posted with the progress. Paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the paperwork and the admissions to the hospital, as well as the imaging. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 12 minutes.